Hello.
Hello, my name is Secret. Returning your call from customer support. May I please have the zip code to locate the account?
28081.
Thank you. And may I please have the first and last name?
Don Hampton, H-A-M-P-T-O-N.
Thank you. And for security purposes, could you verify the shipping address for me, please?
2000 South Main Street, Kannapolis, North Carolina, 28081.
Okay, and I see that you placed an order for the tactical bag on on October 27th, paying $574 for shipping. How may I help you?
I'm trying to figure out why I've got a $67 charge. I've got a $67.32 charge on my credit card that I did not authorize.
Okay, so this was a welcoming gift for you joining the Consumer Direct Savings Store where you only had to pay the shipping. And in the terms and conditions, it states that within the next 48 hours, you'll be billed $67.32, which will start the first month membership and buys you a $125 gift card to the discount shopping store online.
Okay, I'm not aware of this, and this is not authorized. I did not authorize this.
Repeat that for me one more time, sir.
I said this is not an authorized charge. I did not authorize that.
Okay, so it was stated in the terms and conditions when you placed the order for the tactical bag.
Like I said, I did not authorize this. I haven't even received any kind of a bag. So none of this is, you know, authorized.
Okay, so it shows, let me see. Okay, so you don't recall paying the $574 for shipping on October 27th?
Nope, I sure don't.
Because you verified the email address?
DACMED@AOL.com.
Okay, so your email address, the number you called in on, your name, and your shipping address all matches. Now, we do take credit card fraud very seriously, and we will prosecute anyone who placed the order without your knowledge. But if you're sure you or no one else in the house could have placed the order, then I can get you transferred to our fraud department.
That's fine. I just want this charge taken off of my card because I did not authorize it.
Okay, so just bear with me one moment while I get you transferred to our fraud. Damn, I can't even type this morning. Okay. Lord Jesus. I can watch this all day for real. Can you just bear with me one more moment, sir? Just bear with me one more moment, sir. Okay, so I do have you being transferred over to our fraud department. And thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day. Just hold one moment.